Good morning. We continue with the Mechel Shabbos. We're learning Chalchav Peis. We're starting Simon Yud Aleph. Now, Simon Yud Aleph, he introduces a very important point over here. Kol Mashik Sabnu Le'el Bebeged Nishriyosu Zel Kibusoi Lo Shach Ba'aris. So this idea that the soaking, just the simple soaking of an item without scrubbing it, without rubbing it against itself, etc., is considered an act of kibus, and therefore soaking a beged which is dirty, for sure, that's true. Even a beged which is clean, we had a machlokas whether there's a din of shiyasos al kibusai. That doesn't apply to things which are made out of hide. A hide doesn't absorb liquid, as you said, and that's the whole mile of a hide. That the tanning process allows it to maintain enough of its natural oils that it acts as a water repellent, and therefore it's waterproof. So just putting it into water does not remove something which is embedded in the garment. It just takes off that which is on the surface. So that's not considered kibbutz. So therefore, in the case of a person got dirt on their leather shoe, if you have a mineral or klishel or you have a shoe, or you have a keli which is made out of ore, it has dirt in it. So you're allowed to put water on it to wash it. We're not saying that the concept of the kibbutz does not apply at all. The concept of the kibbutz does apply to aris. How so? Also, the you cannot wash them in the regular fashion. Dana Shemeshav Shev said, "Al Tzad Zed, rubbing one side against the other side is a form of a kibbutz. It's a form of cleansing. It so a person is doing a kibbutz by rubbing. That is taking whatever dirt which is strongly attached to the leather, you're breaking it off through the process of rubbing it is considered kibbutz." Projecting this thought a step further, it's talking about something which is a leather, or it's made out of leather, it's made out of hide, it's ore, so it's pliable, it's soft, but you have a hard, totally hard surface, you have dirt in it, you're allowed to even rub it off. So a person has a dish which they're washing, it's not considered malabin to wash off the surface of the dish. The surface dish is made to allow particles to be removed. Even rubbing vigorously is not going to be usur. Obviously, a person cannot use a sponge for that purpose. So, lamaisa, we have three dargas. We have something which is totally hard. There's no concept to keep us at all. Something which is soft and pliable, like leather. So the kibbutz of soaking does not apply, but the kibbutz of rubbing and breaking it apart does apply. And then we have it by a actual garment, which absorbs the liquid into its fibers, that we say that even the shriyos of kibbutz, just soaking it alone, is considered a form of kibbutz. A modern version of this idea, a person has a poncho made out of plastic, and it gets some dirt in it, the person could pour water onto the poncho to remove that. If a person would want to rub the side to side together, that person should not do so, because that's in that sense it's more akin to the leather than it is to a hard object. A person would have a thicker type of a surface, which is more like a hard object, so even rubbing vigorously would be permitted. But otherwise, a person should avoid that situation. So the process of kibbutz, of soaking, does not apply to it, but the process of kibbutz, of rubbing vigorously, does apply. Have a good day.